Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Last week, we featured McCracken County farmer Danny Garrett, who utilized the Farm to Food Banks program to deal with a perfectly good shipment of tomatoes, which at the last minute had no buyer. We're in the heart of produce season, and for growers in a jam, here's the first thing to do.
If a farmer is interested in selling his excess produce, the produce that he's unable to sell at market, the produce that would normally spoil, he needs to contact the Kentucky Association of Food Banks and get set up. It's a simple process, and once he's set up, then each time he has produce, he contacts them, gets a purchase order, and then turns around and contacts me and arranges the delivery time.
Clay Black with the Purchase Area Development District is coordinator of commodities and food banks in that region, and for interested farmers, explains that next step.
He comes in, and we weigh up each item, write it up, he's out the door, and the association cuts him a check, mails it to him, and we, in turn, start distributing it no cost to our food pantries, which is the biggest thing about this program is feeding the needy with produce that would normally go to waste.
Farmers with seconds to sell or with a produce sale that suddenly falls through, you can check out the program with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks online at kafb.org. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The Farm to Food Banks program is designed simply to utilize perfectly nutritious produce that might otherwise be wasted to feed the hungry. It's funded by a number of state grants to buy that produce at lower costs, but for at least enough to help recover production costs.
Well, the first load that Mr. Garrett brought in to us was last year, and when I wrote up the invoice and he looked at the price on it for the quantity that he had brought in, he looked me dead in the eye and said, "You just made my payroll for this week," which from the farmer aspect, that's what it's all about.
Clay Black says that price at least helps farmers reduce losses and helps his distribution point assist food pantries in feeding the hungry.
In the past 2 weeks, did some quick math here, I probably put between 20,000 and 30,000 pounds of produce out to our 8-county area of the purchase.
The Farm to Food Banks program. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.